catch up
with
Josiah and Ellie.
Ellie, it is what everyone is talking about because it's heating up. Eurovision is happening. And guess what?
What?
Yesterday it was the semi-finals. It is in Tel Aviv.
Yep.
In Israel. That's because last year's winner was from Israel. Netta, I think the name was.
Yep.
The semi-finals were yesterday. Big congratulations to Kate Miller-Heidke, who was Australian. We all know her. She's our candidate.
Yeah, she killed it.
Absolutely nailed it. Have a listen.
She sounds like a songbird.
I feel like the weirder you are, the more chance you have of winning Eurovision. Yeah.
You can't just go on and sing a Jonas Brothers song.
No. Unless you're ABBA. Would ABBA be the most famous winners of all time?
Oh, 100%, yeah.
Besides that, who else has there been? Conchita Wurst, that lady with the beard?
Yep.
The next semi-final is going to be at 5 o'clock in the morning tomorrow, our time.
Sorry, I'm just letting Kate. I just feel like I had to play that loudly.
Wow.
She's got a set of pipes on her, that girl.
Some lungs indeed. Albania performing tomorrow morning. Hopefully they'll get in the final, joining Kate Miller-Heidke. A lot of people do. A lot of Europeans in our area do. Greece as well.
Yeah.
They are in the final. They performed yesterday. Sunday morning, our time, is the Eurovision final. So we will have the full results for you Monday.
Yeah.
Good chance they're saying Kate Miller-Heidke might win.
Do you know what? They say that every year about the Australian ones and they never do.
So. Yes, but unlike Damian, unlike whoever else, we had Jess Mowboy in previous
Isaiah
years.
Isaiah Firebrace, the Chuka boy.
Isaiah, yeah, he as well.
Yeah.
There was no point of difference. Like I said before, they were really good. You have to be weird. Listen to Kate Miller-Heidke. She sounds a little bit different. She sounds so different. See, when Isaiah performed and all that, they were normal.
I should go on. E-Chain should go on.
Imagine if E-Chain, she'd probably win for being a freak.
E-Chain sounds different. My rap alter ego, she sounds very different.
But Ellie, Eurovision is one thing.
Mm.
Me getting very angry is another, though.
I get angry.
This should be a Eurovision song. Don't let the anger get me. What are you angry about, bud?
Eurovision.
Yep.
Eurovision.
Yep.
Eurovision. How many times do I have to say it? I've looked at all the participants that have made the finals and the semi-finals in the, right?
Yep.
Every single country is from Europe. And from some time now, I'm really confused by the fact, and I get there's a lot of Eurovisions in Australia. We have a huge, huge European ancestry. Everyone has European backgrounds, or a lot of people do. Why do we have to be in Eurovision, though?
Why shouldn't we?
Because we're Australian.
Yeah, but we live in a multicultural society, like you just said. We've got ancestors from all over the place. And also, why does the tournament just have to be for European countries?
I'll tell you why.
Because it's in the know.
Because it's called Eurovision. The other thing is, I don't care if every single person in Australia is European.
Yeah.
Australia, the continent, is not part of Europe.
Yeah, I know, but they can't just like, they could change it and just call it Vision, but then it's not as fun.
Okay, if it was called World Vision or if it was just called Vision, I have no issue at all. If it's called African Vision, I'd be upset as well. If it was called Asian Vision, I'd be angry.
Yeah.
It's not Australian Vision. It's not World Vision. It's Eurovision. We're the only country in the world that are participating in Eurovision besides Europe.
Well, technically, Israel's a part of Asia. It's in Israel. So Eurovision isn't even in Europe this year.
Well, they're attached to the continent.
So
that's the only other country that is kind of technically not Europe.
Yeah.
Besides that, it's Australia, Israel. Every single one is part of the continent of Europe.
Why are you trying to bring them down? Why? We're competing on a world stage here. Our little country of 25 million people.
It doesn't
matter.
We're
on a world stage and you want to bring us down?
We'll do it in the World Cup. We'll do it in the Olympics, but not in Eurovision. Kate Miller-Heidke, well done. You were fantastic. You don't deserve to be at Eurovision. Neither does our whole country.
It's the most aggressive well wish I've ever heard. Well, Kate Miller-Heidke, well done. You were fantastic. Like, you're saying nice things, but you're not saying it in a nice tone. What's going on?
If she wins the Olympics or Vision, as you call it, then I'll be very proud as an Australian. But right now, we don't deserve to be in Eurovision.
This is The Catch-Up with Josiah and Ellie.
If you're looking for love at the moment, listen up. I want to give you a couple of tips.
Oh, wow. What makes you such a love guru?
I love that word, love guru. I can't say it, but I love it. I don't know. Well, I'm in love. So, and my expert area is Tinder. Because that's how I fell in love. I met my boyfriend on Tinder, and a year and a half later, we're still here, just making each other cry on a regular basis.
Talk to us, guru.
Okay, so a list of some of the best Tinder bios has been released, a competition, And I want to run through a few of them. And I want to give you, actually, you give me your thoughts on them. Would you swipe right to this? Coming in at number five is, actually, I won't say whether it's a man or a woman who's got it until after we've said swipe. The bio. Sometimes I like to throw popcorn out my window, watch the birds gather, and pretend that I'm a Disney princess. Would you or would you not swipe right to this, Josiah Sharla?
I'll be honest.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of goes against your segment. I go on looks first rather than what they write.
No.
I'm shallow. I'm straight to the looks. I don't give a stuff about your personality or bio.
I feel like this is a lot of boys' approach to things. All right. Told you my boyfriend and I, we met on Tinder, and he swiped. He didn't even read my bio. I put so much time and effort into my bio. I was talking about how I was like Phoebe from Friends and like I'm a gangster in my spare time and I like busting caps and stuff. Like, it was a great bio.
I'm telling you right now, I've been with guys with Tinder and mates, so yeah. I haven't happened to have it before.
Yeah.
They don't look. You just go, yep, no. No, yep, that's how quick it happens.
For me, the bio is so important. Gav, my boyfriend, though, the only one of maybe three people that I swipe right to that didn't have a bio.
Only make your first and second photos perfect, ladies. That's all the guys care about. Once you match, then they'll read your bio. That princess bio,
yeah,
based on the fact she's a princess, I'll give her a swipe yes.
What if I told you that that was a boy named Jack?
Damn it.
Who wrote that?
I'd still
see,
swipe.
If it's a guy, it's funny. I'd swipe right to that. All right. This one. Looking for the Kel Knight to my Kath day. Seduce me with memes.
Who's Kel and Kath?
Oh.
Is that a Kim and Kath, Kath and Kim reference? Is it?
Yes. You don't know who Kel Knight and Kath day are?
Was never a massive Kath and Kim fan, to be honest.
God, I would not be swiping right to you. No. Stuff that's coming out of your mouth this morning. All right. What about this one? The last time I was someone's type, I was giving blood.
Not bad.
Yeah, good. Bit self-deprecating, you know, a bit of, you know, he's going to have a laugh about himself.
You could swipe yes and then respond with, so what blood type are you?
Yeah, you know? See, good call to action, exactly.
P.S., want a kiss.
All right, this one, it's hard to explain. There's a photo of him cradling two massive zucchinis, right? And he's written, I'm a single father of two beautiful zucchinis. They say having one is a blessing, but who could even fathom the joy of having two?
He would have your swipe every day.
James, your big hottie. I mean, he's not that good looking.
Doesn't matter. He's got a great sense of humour.
And he's got a backwards cap on in his photo. You know what that does to me? My goodness. That's
so what's
my
your
weakness.
Theory? A guy looks 10% extra hot with a backwards hat?
Oh, a guy goes from a 5 to an 8.
I don't know why I don't wear backwards hats more in this studio.
You don't count. Finally, the winner of this Tinder bio competition is, would prefer to yell out to a real person instead of a fake boyfriend when my Deliveroo arrives. Well done.
Yeah.
Well done,
she
Amy.
She sounds like a bit of a loser, though.
Well, she's like obviously ordering food home by herself and she's like, Jake, do you want some food? But there's no Jake, you know? But good gear. I like her.
All right. She's got my swipe as well.
All right. Well, there you go. Tinder lessons. Take from those little tips and tricks and you'll find love in no time.
Are we ready?
The Catch-Up with Josiah and Ellie.
We know in 2019 there's a lot of different styles of engagements. People like to be a bit different and wacky when they propose to their partner.
I love nothing more in the world than proposals.
You are a strange human. You like weird proposals. You like flash mobs. You like whatever's different. You want it. This person has taken the cake, though. This YouTuber, she's been lucky enough to be proposed to by her boyfriend, so they're now engaged. So a round
congrats.
Of applause for the lucky couple.
Do we know their names?
No idea at all. And do you know what? I don't care because I'm about to ring shame them.
Sally and Dan, we'll call them.
Sally and Dan. Well, Dan has long hair like me.
Yep.
So what he decided to do was chop off a strand of his long hair.
Yeah.
He got down on one knee to the love of his life. Who he wants to spend the rest of his life with.
Big Sal.
Till death do we part. And he proposed with his lock. And when she said yes, he continued to tie his strand of hair around her wedding finger.
Okay. Was there more to the proposal? Was there a flash mob?
There was absolutely nothing at all. He did it on YouTube. He did it in the bedroom. He proposed with a strand of his hair and she said yes.
Okay. Did they meet when she was the hairdresser and she was cutting his hair?
No.
Because if so, cute. Yes, great. Did they meet on YouTube in a forum or something?
Nothing to do with hair. He just thought it would be a good idea because he had long hair and a man bun like me. Have a look to the piece of hair that he proposed to her with.
Oh, it's very matted. It's very thick. Like, that is that's a good chunk of hair.
It's a bit matted and disgusting, though. Like, the guy looks like he's got fleas.
You know what? Run some Pantene Pro V through that before you propose, I reckon.
If your boyfriend, Gav, right, we all know you're a bit different and you like weird proposals. I'm very traditional. It has to be a ring, big diamond on it, make her happy.
Yeah.
If Gav got on one knee, he's the love of your life, you know you're going to be spending the rest of your life with him.
Yep.
Got down on one knee, pulls out a bit of his long hair that he'd been growing. Say it's his rat's tail that he was very proud of. There's a few of those around the Goulburn Valley.
Yeah.
Or his mullet.
Yep.
He's chopped a bit some of that off. Very proud of his hair.
Yep.
And goes, Ellie, I want to spend the rest of your life with me. Will you marry me? What
would
you say?
In that case, yes. If I was so important to him that he was going to cut off his ratty for me, then yes, he's a keeper.
You have got some serious issues. All right, I'm going to throw out a couple of quick scenarios because we know you like different stuff.
Yeah, I'm all about context, by the way. Like, you need the context of the story.
No, the guy doesn't have much money. Let's just put it out there like that, right?
Yeah.
Gav is struggling a little bit.
Yep.
Can't afford something.
Yep.
He proposes with a burger ring.
Oh, done. My second favourite chip.
You would say yes?
Yes. I've told him that before. I need the flash mob and I need the dolphin opening the mouth with the ring in it. But if it's a burger ring, I don't care about the ring.
Oh, you're an idiot. What about a snake lolly? He ties it around your finger and says, will you marry me?
Delish. Allen's or Starburst?
It's an Allen's one.
Yeah, right. Yep.
A donut ring.
Donut ring. Yep.
Okay, a Coke lid. You know how the little blue thing underneath? He tears
already.
That apart and puts it.
I mean, anything Coke Zero related, I'm saying yes to.
All right, last one. He gets one of those cheap rings out of a vending machine, proposes with that. Oh, come on. How can you say yes to a burger ring and not a vending machine
because
ring?
Because the burger rings are delicious. I can't eat a vending machine ring.
Yeah, but you can at least keep it on your finger and actually look like you're engaged. This peanut has got a piece of hair, which, in his fairness, can actually keep on your finger. Guys, do it properly. It's not that hard. If you can't afford a ring, go somewhere cheap and buy a $50 nice ring that looks all right till you can save up and get a better ring. It's not that hard to get a cheap ring with a little diamond on it. And if you really love your missus, get some pocket savings together and do something thoughtful for her.
Mate, you don't get much cheaper than a $2.99 packet of burger rings.
I'm sorry, but
seriously.
If Gav proposed with a burger ring, he doesn't love you.
Whoa, Gav, you listening? I need a $30,000 ring, apparently. 13, 12, 16. Did you get proposed to without a ring? That's the question we're asking this morning. Josiah may tear you to shreds, but I love it. I love proposal stories. I want to hear it. Let's go to Sarah from Kyabram. Sarah, what do you reckon? Can you propose without a ring?
Of course you can. I ended up picking my own because I didn't trust him to get me something I liked.
Yeah.
But how cute. A burger ring, anything. It's just a thought that counts. It's not how much it's worth.
Sarah,
or
so if I got, if your partner got on one knee with a burger ring, you'd say yes.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Of course you would. I agree. It's about wanting to spend the rest of your life with this person. It's not about having a $20,000 ring, Josiah.
And you know what? A $20,000 ring, that could be a deposit for a house.
Exactly.
Something more important. Something, yeah, exactly.
Am I super shallow or are you, are you two girls a bit different?
You know what? I'm not into, like, superficial stuff. Maybe you are a bit shallow. I'm not sure.
He's shallow.
Yeah, you know.
I'm sorry. I still love you, but yeah.
You know what, Sarah? I'm the first to admit that I'm super superficial and I'm very shallow. So.
You know what? The world takes all kinds. It would be boring otherwise.
True. The jewelry shops would be out of business. Me, you can't eat a diamond ring. Eat a burger.
Do you know what's ironic?
Exactly.
My girlfriend, Mia, I don't think she'd be the one to care either. I'd be the one that cares more about what ring I get her.
All right.
Make it hard for you.
Well, thanks for your thoughts this morning, Sarah. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you. You too, guys.
This is
Are we ready?
The catch-up
with
Josiah and Ellie.
Celebrity name game. It's on weeknight, 6 p.m. on Wynn Peach. Check it out. It looks like a lot of fun. And one of the dudes on it this week is Scotty Tweedy. He joins us now. Morning, Scott.
Good to be on the show. Good morning, Josiah. Good morning, Ellie. How are you both?
Good. First question, Scott. How'd you get on a celebrity show?
mate, because there's no one left. I was seeing the audience clapping along. They're like, you, mate, get out of here now. What's your name? Scott, yep. Can you help us out? Brilliant.
That's a lie, Scott, because I remember recently, a couple of months ago, you were making headlines around the country because everyone was tipping you as the next Bachelor.
Yeah, well, I paid a lot of journalists to put a bit of publicity out there for me. I was like, come on, guys, help me out. I'm single. I've been on many dates. Can you get the word out there?
What happened, Tweeds?
That was a great rumor.
You got picked by some nerd.
No. A hot nerd,
yeah,
though.
Apparently there's an audition process and they basically took me on a quick little speed date and I failed miserably. They're like, absolutely not, never again, get out of here.
Well, he's an astrophysicist.
I wish it worked like that. I wish it worked like that. It'd be a cool gig for whoever gets it. It's not for me, guys. It wasn't for them.
Have you ever considered getting an astrophysics degree just to get on the bash? Because that's obviously what this dude's done.
Yeah, weirdly, Ellie, I was really good at crunching numbers at school. Maths was one of my, and physics was one of my stronger subjects. And then that led to me doing a commerce and economics degree, and then somehow that led to kids' TVs.
Hey, we're not the casting couch for The Bachelor. You don't need to spruik your resume to us. We know you'd be great.
What's the square root of 9, Josiah? Yeah.
No idea, to be honest, Scott.
Is it, that's what I thought.
It's either 27 or 3. Which one is it?
Oh, no, you're not. It's 3, mate. It is 3. You got 50% now.
Hey, Scott, you and I have been mates now for about 10 years or more. What's it take to get you down here to Shepparton, mate? Because I've been begging you for a long time.
Yeah, I've been pretty a bad friend, I'd say. Well, look, tell me this. How good are the meat pies? How good are the pubs? And how good are the people?
Look, I mean, I can put in a great word for the pubs and I can put in a great word for the schnitties. Are you a schnitty man?
Oh, love a schnitty.
Yeah.
Scott actually likes mushrooms.
Well, I prefer a
parma. You like, I thought you, aren't you a mushroom sauce on your palmy type boy?
Yeah, don't mind that. There was a schnitzel house down the road from me here in Sydney, but that shut down about a year ago. I think there was a few rats in the kitchen or something like that. Minor details. But yeah, no, I do. I like a parma. Or do you guys call them palmies or parma?
Oh, we have this debate often. Parma is the generic Shepartonian term, so that's what we're going to go with.
Parma.
But yeah, every pub
Parma.
In town has a Parma night, buddy, so you've got to get here.
Well, what's an event? What? When can I come down there? What will drag me down there in the next 6 months?
Well, we've got the federal elections on at the moment. Pauline Hanson's apparently in town at the moment. So
allegedly, according to Josiah's grandma, that's the only source of information we have on that, so we're going with it.
Did you guys not hear me? I said, sell it to me.
We've got some painted cows. That'll do, right?
Yeah, no, it sounds great. That's good. I'm checking. We'll chat off air, just so we'll actually find a time. And then if so, I'll come into your studio and see what it's like.
Absolutely. You know my bed is yours, Scott. You've got a place to stay at all times. So, hey.
Oh, beautiful, mate.
Tonight on Celebrity Name Game, what do you do? Who do you stir up? Do you win?
All right, well, myself, I'm there with a comedian called Lawrence Burns, and he's hilarious, and also can solve a Rubik's Cube while jumping out of a plane.
Whoa.
So they bring him on, and they're like, here's Scott Sweetie, what can you do? Not much at all. So anyway, we get down to the wire tonight with a dad and his son doing $10,000. I don't want to give it away, but there's some very smart answers and some very dumb answers in tonight's episode.
Well, we're looking forward to seeing you on it, Scott. Thanks so much for coming on our show this morning. Celebrity Name Game is back tonight on Winpeach at 6 p.m. Scott Tweedy, thanks for joining us, bud.
Pleasure's mine, guys. We'll see you down there soon for a parma.
Yes, with mushroom sauce, apparently. I don't know who does that to their parma, but that's okay.
Yeah, it's good. They call it a Jaeger parma. It's got the mushroom sauce on it. So,
oh,
yeah,
I like that.
Oh, delish. Yeah. Do that and a Jaeger bomb at the same time. Yeah, I'm keen.
Miss you, Tweed. See you soon, bro.
See you, guys. Have a good one.
This is The Catch-Up with Josiah and Ellie.
We want to talk about another very cool story. And it's emerged this week about a woman from Kyabram. Her name's Natalie, and she is heading to LA to compete in a major gaming tournament. She joins us now. Morning, Nat.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Thanks for coming on the show. Now, this is massive. First of all, tell us, how did you get the call? How did you win? How did you get this trip to LA?
So, I play a lot of Ubisoft games, and I wasn't aware that they actually have a star player program, which is for them to say thank you to their most engaged and passionate fans. And yeah, I was streaming one night on Twitch, and they came in and they surprised me with it.
That's crazy.
Yeah, with an invite to go to E3. So it was, they just pick anyone.
Right. So did you think it was some kind of a joke or a scam or a hack or something?
Because it was April Fool's Day here. And so they just had to say this is not an April Fool's joke. So, yeah, and then after that, it was absolutely crazy to think that they picked me to go to E3.
In LA. Natalie, do you know what I love the most about this story as well? is not only are you a mother from Kyabram, but you've also got teenage kids. Are you the coolest mother in the world right now?
Because I am.
You know what? Most people, you picture the stereotypical gamer to be, you know, a teenager or something like that, but you're flipping it and reversing it. You're a mother.
That's right. Yep. They're very jealous, that's for sure.
Do they game too?
They do, yes, yeah.
How'd you get into it? Was it did they get into it first, or did you get into it first?
So they got into it first, and they would always ask me, "Can you try and help us with this?" And yeah, it just led to me hogging the controller, and that's it. I've had to buy a couple of more consoles, and I got myself a PC now. So yeah, it's really good.
Nat, LA is a very different place to Kyabram. Have you been?
I know.
Have you been overseas before?
Never.
Really?
Yeah. At 37 years old, never left the country, so it will be a trip of a lifetime.
Are you nervous about it?
Very, very nervous, but very excited at the same time.
Do you get to take a plus one at all?
No, we don't.
That's all right. You'll take the flights and accommodation any day.
That's right. Yeah. That's it. Yeah, it's just crazy to think that I'm going. Just really, really looking forward to it.
Yeah. So for people like myself who don't really know a lot about gaming, when you say you were streaming online, that first sentence you said, there was a lot of words I didn't understand.
Yes. I've had to explain it a lot.
So how does it work? People watch you play? Is that the deal?
Yeah. So there's a online thing you can hook your computer and everything up to. It's called Twitch. And you just stream from your PC, so they watch what you're doing. A lot of people find it hard to understand why would anyone want to watch anyone play video games, but it's sort of like watching your favourite sports player play sports. So
do you talk to them while you're playing?
And they can interact with me by chatting in
the
chat.
Do you get much hate or anything like that? Because it can be a dark place online.
Sometimes
as well.
Sometimes I can, but not very rarely. Very rarely that happens, and that's when you just need to push that aside and, just ignore the haters and do what you enjoy doing.
That's it, Nat. So if anyone wants to watch you play on Twitch, your username is Natalie Aussie. That's the one, isn't it?
Yes.
Beautiful. Make sure you get involved and support a good local lady as well.
Yeah, I'm so fascinated. Do you have fans?
Yeah, I do.
Do you?
Only like a small following, but I'm happy with that. Just do it for fun, and they enjoy watching me. So, it's really good.
It's bizarre.
Can you tell them to listen to our radio show? Yeah, we need a few fans.
Yeah, I will.
Maybe we should. Can we get Twitch in our studio and then people can watch us do radio? I press some buttons. I'm playing some
games. You definitely.
We play a game called Mouth Trumpet. People would like watching that, right?
Yeah, I think I'd rather.
You don't have to play games to be able to be on Twitch.
You can sing.
You can do anything. Just chatting channel there is, and there's everything on there. You just don't have to be playing video games.
There you go.
Good on you, Nat. This is really awesome. Super pump for you.
Yeah. You enjoy yourself over there. Go represent Kyabram and the Goulburn Valley.
I will, definitely.
You're doing us proud, Nat.
Yeah.
I will.
We'll check in with you afterwards.
Much.
Is it a competition, just quickly? Do you win it?
No, it's not.
Convention.
So it's a massive, gaming convention where all the gaming companies come together and show off what they've got, pretty much.
How cool. All right. Well, enjoy yourself and well done. And, get around Natalie's Twitch, everybody. Check it out.
Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot, Nat.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch-Up
with
Josiah and Ellie. Solving life's biggest mysteries.
Or not.
With Josiah and Ellie.
Yeah, this is our everybody's favourite segment on a Thursday where we solve one of life's biggest mysteries. In the past, it's been all sorts of things like vans. Why do they always land upright? The shoes. Why are aliens in outer space?
No, I've never done that one. That's too scientific for us. Why do old ladies have bobs?
Yes.
That was a good one.
That was a tough one. Now, I'm going to ask you if you can find to get that sound effect that goes... Vroom.
Oh.
Remember whenever we need to talk about something down there?
Yeah, you mean this one?
Perfect. Okay. Because I can't say that word on the radio this morning.
Okay.
Something's happened and it's a local story and I'm going to solve this mystery this morning in Melbourne.
Mm-hmm.
Some mystery symbols spotted in parks on Google Earth. And by that noise effect, I mean the downstairs area on a guy.
Okay, all right. Cool.
So someone's going around these parks in Melbourne drawing massive, massive, massive into the ovals of some of the biggest parks and damaging them. And it can be seen by a drone, it can be seen by plane, and it can be seen how it actually got spotted was on Google Earth.
Oh, really? It's made that much of a dent.
Now, the photos are unbelievable. One of them measures at 102 metres long. That's one of the biggest that I've ever seen.
Not me. I've seen bigger.
I believe that you have as well. So the mystery this morning that I want to solve is how did they get there? Because no one knows. People think that it's a disgruntled member of the public that's angry at the council.
I feel like this isn't much of a mystery. I feel like the real mystery is why, I guarantee this is a man for starters, why are boys so intent on always drawing these? Like, it's girls don't go around drawing their bits.
How do you know?
Because I'm a girl and I've never ever in my entire existence seen a girl draw a picture of that.
Bit harder to draw, I'd say. That's why.
No, not really. I just don't understand. What's the fascination? Have you drawn one before?
It's hilarious.
It's not hilarious.
It's like a cartoon such and such. It's hilarious. What's not to laugh at it?
This actually happened at my school when I was at school. Some year 12 leavers, or schoolies, or whatever you call them, came back to the school and did the same, burnt it into the grass on the chapel lawn.
Great gear.
Yeah, it was hectic.
Well, they have done the exact same thing. They've burnt it into the grass. So while people are playing AFL or soccer, there's like three different ovals it's happened to, they're running over the lines of a massive donga.
Well, I mean, this segment is called Solving Life's Mystery. What's the solution, bud?
Well, I figured out what actually happened and who it is.
Yeah.
It's aliens, guys. It's not actually a person. They've come, they've landed. I'm not joking, Ellie. Yeah. I don't know why you're laughing.
No, I'm not.
They've landed.
Yeah.
And they thought, to distract us from what's really happening, that aliens are actually invading our Earth.
Yeah.
They'll go around drawing massive dongers.
Yeah.
Right? On ovals and Earth, thinking that it's a human. Meanwhile, this is their symbol to outer space to say, we've made it to Earth, guys.
X marks the spot.
Exactly right.
Maybe it's them having a biology class. And it's their whiteboard. The Earth is their canvas. And they're just like, this is what a human anatomy genitalia looks like.
Yeah, they're like, humans are so weird. They've got these things down here. Have a look.
This is The Catch-Up with Josiah and Ellie.
Hey, ladies, and men, actually, get excited. Why not? Because on Friday night, DJing at the Aussie Hotel is Love Island's very own John James. He joins us now. Morning, John.
Hey, how are you?
Good, mate. What are you up to? Sound like you're pushing some steel in the gym.
Yeah, I am actually, yeah.
What machine are you on right
Never
now?
Never stopped. No, just bench press.
Just bench
good
press.
Good, man. What are you benching these days? Because you've got a good rig on you, mate.
Oh, not really these days.
So you're heading to Shepparton tomorrow night, playing at the Aussie Hotel. Have you ever been to Shep before?
I'm friends with a lot of other DJs, so yeah, I've been with them to play. I think they've played at, I've been to Shepparton before, played at various venues up there, so yeah. But I've never actually played there myself. So.
You had a good experience up here, mate? You looking forward to seeing a few of the friendly local faces, or are they giving you a good reception in the past?
So it's a bit of a hike to get there, but it's actually all right.
Yeah,
because the country towns and stuff are like a pretty good vibe and stuff like that, so no, it's always good to play at venues like that, so.
Yeah, mate. We know how to party here. Don't you worry.
Is that right?
Yeah, we'll show you Melbourne people how to party, mate. Yeah, don't you worry about that.
I have no doubt.
What time does your set usually kick off? Are you later in the night when everyone's had a few froths in them?
Normally I play about 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning. So it's always pretty late. But I think I've been told my set time's a little bit earlier. So it hasn't been confirmed, so I'm not too sure. But I think it's earlier than that. So.
Have you seen Chris Lilley's new show, Lunatics?
Do you know what? I actually have. I've just started watching it. I'm up to episode 5, I think.
I can't say the guy's name, but are you anything like the DJ on that show?
Do you know what? I had a lot of phone calls from my friends and stuff like that. So they're like, have you watched some Lunatics? And that's actually what got me started watching it.
Amazing.
I was like, yeah, so I'm probably a lot like him. I might bring me two with me in that.
And your big booty.
Yeah. I don't have one of them, but I skip a lot of leg days.
Hey, John, do you have a girlfriend at all?
I'm seeing someone at the moment, yeah. Only just, actually. So.
Oh, really? So
yeah, fresh.
Doesn't count when you change postcodes, mate.
Well, yes, it does.
I've heard that.
It's very concerning because Josiah's girlfriend lives in Sydney and he lives in Shep. So it's very interesting he's just said that.
He wouldn't know that rule then.
Yeah. Well, all I'm saying is I'll see you tomorrow night at the Aussie, John, if you know what I mean.
Oh, why? Do you want to kiss him?
No. We can work together, mate. We'll spin a few beats together and we'll go have a couple of shots and that's about it.
God, you are digging yourself right into a hole.
100%.
John's keen. All right, well, we're looking forward to seeing you tomorrow night. Are you going to be shirt on or shirt off? What's the deal?
I've been to a lot of these country gigs because in my display pictures and on my profile pictures and stuff, I've got like no shirt on, stuff like that. So a lot of promoters actually asked me to take it off. But I think I've only ever done it once.
Okay.
That was in Sydney, actually. So I've done it once. So I'll see how we go. It depends on how many drinks I have, I think. So
That's it, man. Well, we look forward to getting your gear off after a few shots on Friday night.
You are seriously like hitting on this dude so much right now. Yeah.
No, I'm finally speaking to someone who kind of feel like I'm speaking to myself in the mirror.
It's the postcode thing. That's what it is.
Exactly. We can relate.
I'm so sorry he's tarred you with his brush, John. All right. Well, you enjoy yourself at the Aussie tomorrow night. We'll look forward to seeing you there. John James, get around him. Thanks for joining us.
Appreciate it, guys. Thank you.
Hit Breakfast with Desire and Ellie. Get that and heaps more anytime, anywhere.
Get the catch up at hit.com.au or download the Hit app.